It's the end of Education and Information Week here, and our judges have some things to say. Which podcast will receive straight A's, and which contestant will have to stay after school for detention? Find out on today's episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. Hello and welcome to America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett, and it's our judging and elimination episode, which means one team will be crowned a winner for the week, and the journey will be over for one of our contestants. We'll get to that a little later in the show, but before that, let's listen in as Coach Tom Merritt shares his thoughts about the team's progress this week.
So the metronomes, man, this team ought to win. If this team loses, I hate to say this, they should feel worse than if the other team loses, because they have three great people. These are top five podcaster competition people, and they got some extra coaching from the amazing Molly Wood. And on top of that, they're doing a fantastic topic. Constellations, everybody loves to talk about constellations. Now, it's not that you couldn't be boring with constellations, but they've already solved that, because they're going to go and tell me things I didn't know about constellations, because they're going to say, hey, you know Orion, but did you know what the Aztecs, what the Aboriginals, what other cultures thought of this same collections of stars? So I'm really positive. I'm expecting a lot from this team, and I think they're going to deliver. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they come up with. If the Emu Ears win this week, it will be the Cubs winning the World Series. It will be the amazing comeback, because not only do they only have two folks on their team, but they didn't get the bonus coaching this week. But I tried to give double the quality coaching to help them as much as possible. And I think we got them in the right headspace for creating a compelling story / informational. I think they were getting hung up on saying, but we already did the storytelling challenge, this has to be different. Storytelling and history and informational, they all kind of blend together. And so trying to get them focused on what gets you excited talking about it, I think got them into the right headspace, got them centered around an idea that they're excited about. They just have to execute it. It's going to be tough to take down the metronomes this week, but I think they at least have the tools to do it if everything works out right for them.
Hey, if you've been looking for a way to support America's Next Top Podcaster, have I got a deal for you. You can, you can just send your money to us. That's fine. But wouldn't you rather get something in return? How about getting, I don't know, everything in return? Each episode of America's Next Top Podcaster has been carefully curated and managed and edited by our faithful producer, Hammond Chamberlain. But there's so much more stuff that gets left on the cutting room floor. There's tons of work sessions, concept sessions from each of the teams. There's editing or recording sessions with Tom, coaching sessions with Tom and our other guests. There's judging, elimination stuff that gets put on the cutting room floor. How would you like to get all of that material for the entire season with one low price? Well, now you can! I said that just like a sales guy. Now you can. Visit americasnexttoppodcaster.com. Scroll down just a little bit and you'll see the I Want It All package. You gotta sing it just like Freddie Mercury. For $35, you get everything for the entire season. And you even get a vote when it comes down to the finals. Yes, that all-important vote. So buy your way in to supporting America's Next Top Podcaster. It's right there on the homepage. We'll see you there. It is time for the judging. Welcome to challenge number 8 to create an educational or informative podcast. I'm here with our judges, only two of which made it today. Unfortunately, Nicole is out with a prior engagement. But we do have Scott Johnson.
Hello, and welcome back to me.
And we have Justin Robert Young.
Hey, friends. Glad to be here.
Very good. All right. Well, we're glad to have you guys here, too. The challenge for the teams this week was to create an educational or informative podcast. Before we start talking about the individual shows, what kinds of things were you guys looking for?
Oh, man. What I was hoping for most was to learn something new. And secondly, and it's kind of part of the first thing, I wanted to be taught a new thing in a entertaining way, or in a way that is, more than just telling me a thing. And I, that was my main thing coming into this, is is it a new thing that I can learn so I can be educated? And will they tell it to me in a way that's interesting?
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I similarly, I think that the delivery is the key element here. Identifying what you want to talk about and then doing it in a way that brings you in and makes you feel it, I think, was my number one priority.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about what Molly suggested to the metronomes, but that's basically what she said. She said that the top of the show, you want to tell them what you're going to be telling them about, then tell them about it. And then maybe at the end, tell them what you told them. It's the standard presentation trifecta. Let's go ahead and begin the judging with the Emu Ears team. Hello, Emu Ears. Gidget and Alex.
Hello. Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did the elimination last week light a fire underneath you guys?
Big time.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your show, which was called Children of War. First off, explain your concept.
You want to take it, Gidget?
Sure. So I went through and listened to a lot of educational sort of historical story podcasts. And Alex and I sort of went back and forth over a lot of things. And at the end of the day, I have a resource that not a lot of people would have. The fact that it was my father, not grandfather or uncle or anything like that, that was a flyer in World War II, and that I've got all his diaries, and he remembered basically every single day that he was in the war for 5 years, and he wrote everything down before he died. So oh, wow. I thought that has to be something. I mean, I was reading, I hadn't read a lot of the diaries, so I was finding out stuff that I didn't know. So I thought, well, if I don't know it and it's my dad, then maybe this could be a good story. It's quite emotional, but I just thought that it would be an interesting walk down World War II and what happened in it.
Oh, for sure. And to call it, quite emotional, I think is even underselling it. It feels like something like this would be tremendously emotional, especially if it's a lot of stuff that you hadn't read before and you're reading it for the first time.
It was, and it was finding there's so much information. I could probably do a 5-year podcast just on my dad's diaries, and it was one of those things that I wrote a lot of the stories down, and while I was doing the read, my hands just wouldn't stop shaking, and I'd never experienced that before, and I couldn't figure out why, but of course, obviously, it was me trying to like hold it together, and get the story across.
Now, when we talked to you earlier in the week, or when I talked to you guys earlier in the week, you guys were still kind of wrestling with a few different concepts. I know coffee naps were one option, or the science of sleep, things like that. It was a pretty dramatic change to go from that to this.
Yeah, and I'll talk about that because. Yep. Gidget and I went back and forth on topics quite a bit. And when we spoke with Tom, we kind of shared a bunch of different things that kind of came across our minds about things that might be kind of interesting and different to talk about. What he kind of backed us up and said, well, what is it that you guys are passionate about? And we said, well, history. Like history was one of the first things that we talked about. We actually hopped on Discord and we said, history, right? Yeah, history. Mm-hmm. And so but we were concerned at first that, it was going to be too much storytelling, not enough learning. But, Tom kind of diffused that a little bit. And, Gidget kind of had this idea for how to tell her dad's story in sort of a way that can kind of honor him. And also really kind of give a different perspective on the typical story of World War II. And, when I kind of heard how passionate she was about this, this story and what it really meant to her, like it kind of transcended more than just what this competition was about. It was kind of a need to let's tell this story about her dad. And so, it was kind of a no-brainer that I had to help her tell that story. And so, we decided to kind of take the avenue of trying to talk about what war was like from the children of those who experienced it, and maybe from the stories that have passed down. And yeah, anything else that you would add there, Gidget?
No, that pretty much sums it up. It was one of those things that we thought, you know, everyone's got a, not everyone, but there's so many descendants of people that were in either World War II, World War I, or Vietnam, or Korea, and all that. And that could be an ongoing podcast of the relatives of people that were at war and the personal stories that they have that may not have been in a documentary or a movie or something like that. And that, I'm sure there's so much of it out there. So that was our general thinking regarding an ongoing podcast.
For sure. Yeah. And there's so many, you know, there are a lot of war story shows out there, podcasts, television shows, things like that. But I don't think I've ever heard of anything that does it from the descendants' point of view, especially as personal as someone going back and reading their father's diary and kind of re-experiencing the things that he experienced as he was writing those. I thought it was a brilliant decision to go that route. And I think once you made that decision, it did seem like, yeah, what the heck, talking about science of sleep, that can wait for another time. This is the show that needs to be told. So you guys want to hear what the judges have to say?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's start with Justin.
All right. So obviously I was pretty blunt last week. I really thought that was not a great effort. This, I had some notes on this one specifically. I did think that there could have been a little bit more of just kind of fleshing out some of the history of the world. Gidget, your father is a tremendous writer, and there's so much emotion that comes in there. The lessons that we're kind of learned, being able to bring us into his point of view, was remarkable. I was not clear if that was him in that final clip. It wasn't marked there. And more specifically, considering it's a show about the children of war, I wanted just a moment with you, Gidget, to kind of give us the kids' perspective of growing up with your dad. I felt like there was, like, that was the one thing that I really, really, really wanted by the end of it, was just, now that we've heard it from his perspective, to kind of understand it from your perspective. That being said, this was my favorite podcast of the week. I thought you guys absolutely crushed it. You could smell every inch of effort that you put into this one, which was to me a total 180 from last week. I think you guys absolutely crushed it, and you should be very, very proud.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, that was actually a recording of my father at the end.
Yeah, that's great. And that's the thing, is there was really an embarrassment of riches here. And so ultimately it's like, although I had a few notes, I think that at the end of the day, the raw emotion of you reading the diaries and specifically if that was him at the end, then it's like, oh my God, there's just, this is a you know, obviously you didn't have to go far for the research, but man, you had it and you used it, and it was insanely powerful.
Could I ask, actually, on that note, Jerry, so with that little piece at the end, this was actually, the delivery of that was something that we talked a lot about. And we wanted to figure out what the right kind of rhythm is. And we kind of decided to just maybe let it be kind of, it's like, yeah, that's her dad. It's not like we have to explicitly say it. It's just kind of maybe just nudged at that this is a new voice kind of coming in.
You know, I would say that's okay if that was the only archival voice that we heard. But we heard the archival voice at the beginning that I'm assuming was not her dad.
No. Okay.
And so if you're using both, then you need to differentiate. Sure. You need to say this is her father speaking in his own words, right? And you can find a way to get there in an artful way. Like if Gidget was telling her, you know, remembering a fond memory that kind of dovetailed in, you know, maybe some life lesson that he imparted to her that might have come from that fateful day with the plane and everything, to kind of like transfer that and sum up like, okay, well, she is the product of the person that lived these lives. You can then say, well, that was how I remember him, this is him in his own words. And boom,
gotcha.
You have it there. Now, that was just something that, like, again, it's nitpicky. I think probably many people would have just said, oh, of course that's him. But that was a little thing for me.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Very good. All right, let's move over to Scott.
Well, I feel similarly to Justin in this particular case. I think that it was to your advantage and your credit to actually throw in these extra voices. While I agree it wasn't exactly clear that it was your father at the end, I kind of intuited that. And so me assuming that, I think that was an awesome idea. But I agree that there could have been a way of not leaving me wondering. Like, it felt like the kind of thing I might talk to somebody else about and go, now, was that her dad at the end? And they go, oh, I assume it was. He had an accent. Like, you'd kind of have this conversation around it, not knowing for sure. It's a pretty minor quibble, but I think that could have been even more powerful. It was already pretty powerful had that happened. But I do think you should be commended on your use of actual World War II audio samples from the time, newsreel stuff, that sort of thing. And I actually could have gone for more of that. Now you had a week and, you know, a hard topic. So it's not the kind of thing I feel like I'm going to be that hard on, but I would love it if this had more of that. I thought that just added real texture to it. It put me in the time. Immediately perked me up. I went, oh yeah. These guys they're going deep. Like, they're going to go all the way in and get the mood and the tone of the time. And that really, really works for me across lots of podcasts that I listen to. And it doesn't matter how sort of mundane a topic can be. Sometimes all it needs is just a little bit of atmosphere and tone. And that there's a real talent to that. Like, you don't want to overdo that, because then you just sound like you're a Foley machine. And that's not interesting. And it also calls attention away from what you're learning. But when people nail that just right, and you guys got close to it, I think, with some of that stuff, I just think you could have used more of it later on. I think the level balance could have been a little better between you two. Easy to fix in post. Again, not a huge complaint. But overall, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think you guys did a good job. I got a little more lost as it got deeper, but then the reveal at the end kind of pulled me back. So I think there's just maybe a little bit of a tightening that could happen. All of this could be, you know, in some sort of edit if you're given more time for this kind of show. So none of it was a huge stumbling block for me. And in the end, I really liked it.
Great. Thank you. Good.
Now, there is one thing, though, that I will say. I like this one the most, but you could make an argument, because I do think that there was times during the podcast that I didn't exactly feel like I was getting as much of a better understanding about the war. I learned a lot about the man, right? And I learned enough that I very much understood and felt his stories emotionally. But I think if you know, one were to make the argument, you could make the argument that this was more of a storytelling podcast than it was a history podcast or an educational podcast specifically, which was the challenge, right? I guess it was undeniably a history podcast, but it wasn't necessarily something where I came in understanding, aside from knowing now that Gidget's dad was this, you know, great writer and a war hero, I didn't necessarily learn a ton about the war. So that is something that I think, in terms of the judging, that is something to remember.
Very good. All right. Nicole, not being here, did still provide some notes. She said that she loved the audio clips and the editing. Those pulled her back in when she started to drift to other things, and she could see something like this being turned into a real show similar to Lore. Well done. Her words, well done. Very good. All right. We will come back to you. Let's go ahead and move over to the Metronomes.
Hello.
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 Howdy. Bill, Amy, and Jerry. You guys won last week. You got to spend some time with Molly Wood. Was she as helpful as it sounded like she was when I was listening into the call?
She's super
fantastic.
Was. Yeah.
Yep.
She's great. She's really great.
Gave us a lot to think about.
Good. Very good. All right. Explain the concept behind Written in the Stars.
All right. So basically the idea is that each week we would pick a constellation and go out and each one of us would go out and research that constellation, but from the point of view of a different culture. So this time we decided to do the constellation Orion, and we looked at the oh my gosh, I can't remember now. What were the three things? It was the Aboriginal.
Aboriginal, the Norse, and the Aztec.
The Norse and the Aztec, yeah.
I thought I was the only one who went to Vegas this weekend.
So that was the idea, and every week we would pick a different constellation, or sometimes we would come back to the same constellation and look at other cultures as well.
Very good. I did notice that Tom had some suggestions about which cultures maybe to avoid and which backgrounds to stay away from.
We were going to go with, I had done all the research for Greek, and I had already written everything that I was going to say for Greek, my little bullet points and stuff. And Tom was like, well, everybody kind of knows about the Greek stuff, so you might be better off finding out about something else. And I'm glad he said that, because... Yeah. I went out searching and I found that stuff on the Norse stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's the one that's not a warrior or a person. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Very cool. And you guys, at least maybe a couple of you, learned something this week that I kind of learned listening to your show about constellations are upside down in the Southern Hemisphere, or maybe they're right side up and they're upside down for us. I don't know.
Mind blown.
Totally.
No up in space.
There's no up in space. Very good. All right. Well, let's get to the judges. Scott, we're going to start with you on this one.
All right. So this was a tough week for me because I really liked both shows, and they kind of adhered to my two needs, which is learn something new and tell me it in a way that I like. And your approach, normally I would say, is the lesser of the two. Because you kind of created another sort of panel, and that's fine. I do a lot of panel shows, so I'm a fan of the format. But I like your banter and back and forth so much, your repertoire on the show and the work that you've done together as a team up to this point have been high points for me. I think you guys are really good together, and that good chemistry and that easy banter between you was big points for me this week. The actual topic is interesting to me. I don't know a lot about constellations, and I find that stuff kind of fascinating, and I like how it feeds back into ancient culture and mythology and what people thought the stars were, and looking in the sky and seeing 10 stars and making up an image of a goat or whatever they do is crazy to me, because I don't know how they ever get there. They never look like what people tell me they look like. So it's the kind of thing I'm into talking about. Like, I want to learn more about that, and it felt like you guys knew your stuff. There was some knowledge across or around the table. I think that your show could have benefited from some texturing in this sense of, like, again, a week's not a lot of time to do this, but when you're talking about, say, Aztec culture, create the mood a little bit with some backing, some music before it, a little bit of a break, nicely timed break with music. This sort of sets up the tone. I really like that in a show like this, because it takes, classwork and makes it just more appealing. As far as I'm concerned, it's the entire basis of a show like Radiolab. Mm-hmm. It's all about them taking what are otherwise not that exciting of a story, and then they just layer in these textures of editing and sound that make it really interesting, and you still get all the information, but at the same time, you were really super entertained. I would liked that if it was kind of peppered throughout there. What else? Also, you guys, just like I said, you seemed informed. You were all well spoken about it. Nobody sounded like they were faking it. I liked it. And again, a lot of my points this week are about you guys sound great talking together. Sound like real co-hosts of a real show to me. And so that's coming across to me, and I think that's where my biggest compliment this week is you guys have harnessed that really well. If you didn't have that, I'm not sure the topic or the concept would have landed as well for me, but you can make up a lot with good personality and good production and good, good conversation. And so well done.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. I need to go search that Creative Commons library for some good Aztec music. I'm sure it's out there.
We actually talked about that, like trying to find something from each culture, but we were like, what are we going to find a didgeridoo? That's going to get really irritating very quickly. So you guys
know an Australian.
I don't know that she'd really be willing to help us with that.
I did mention that because of her, I did have some didgeridoo sound effects, but they're right. It would have gotten droning very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have wanted to put it behind the whole thing, but maybe setting each section up. But very good. Let's get over to Justin for his perspective.
So as soon as you guys started talking, I was like, awesome. I don't care about this. Which is going to be a great measuring stick because I'm going to see how much I care about it by the end. I felt that this was kind of the inverse to the Children of War podcast, wherein they had nothing but heart and maybe needed a little bit more detail, a little takeaway detail. I felt that this podcast needed more heart. I needed more human stuff. I don't ultimately care, nor will I want to bring up to a friend, unless I'm in a specific conversation about astrology, that these things are named different by different cultures or have different contexts. What I would really care about is if you explain to me in like the kingfish legend, whether or not that tribe relied totally on fishing, and maybe they, you know, it's still a delicacy in that place today. Just something that made it more about the cultures, and not just about explaining that these things are different in different cultures. There was just a lot of, you know, in writing, they say there's a lot of show, don't tell, you should show and don't tell. To me, there was a lot of telling and not a lot of showing. And so ultimately, I was not a huge fan of this one, which very much surprised me considering, and I said this last week, this I felt like was your guys' home turf. I thought it was going to be very, 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 very hard to defeat this team considering you have done educational stuff throughout this competition that has every single one of them have been better than this one.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, you are a teacher, are you like a specifically astronomy teacher, or do you teach?
Astronomy is a unit that I teach, but I don't actually teach about constellations. It's really more about like stellar nucleogenesis and you know, Big Bang theory and things like that.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know.
not the super like, oh man, that's so cool. Look at the cool thing. It's more like how do stars form and how do they create the stuff that you were made of?
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it definitely for me showed in your understanding of a lot of this stuff. Nicole also wanted to chime in. She said, astronomy isn't one of my favorite topics, but I enjoyed listening to all of these stories. My favorite was Jerry's because he tied it to modern day with what happened in 2012, tying it to why I should care. One of the things that the judges suggested last week, which is very good. I like that they asked the audience to submit their own star stories. It was a good way to kind of close the show is by talking to the audience. So very good. With both teams, we had very high marks. I want to make sure that that's stressed that you guys did have some good ratings this week. And the scores reflect that it was a very, very close one. The winning team this week.
Scott copped out.
No. I did it. You know what? This is. We may as well talk about the self in the room just real quick. I gave you guys the exact same score this week. And the irony is, I agree with a lot of the criticism that Jerry's saying today. I just think that you guys made up for the otherwise kind of, you know, I don't know, not milquetoast topic, but topic that's not, you know, the most exciting topic. You made up for it with your personalities, with your voices. You all have podcasting voices. And while I agree that maybe in the past there's, you know, something's come out better from you guys that's in an educational realm, I don't think he's wrong there. But I just think it makes up a lot of ground when you are entertaining people. Mm-hmm. And to me, that pushed it to the point that both these shows this week got the exact same score for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry thinks I'm full of crap. He thinks I went the easy way out.
I know. It's our job. Our job's to judge.
If our job is to judge and we judge equally because we think they both achieve the same level of achievement and we don't have, you know,
If we all did that, there wouldn't be a show. We'd have to flip a coin.
I've never done it before. This is the first time, is the point.
I know. Which is the first time I said you copped out.
I've been bugging Brian all afternoon about this because totally. I've really been hung up about it. Like, I don't know. I didn't kind of know where to go. Like, oh my gosh, I honestly can't tell you that I think one is better. If we could say, well, let's give it a granular score with points and say, you know, instead of 5, it's 5.1 or 5.2. Okay, maybe I could arrive to
really?
It.
Really? Okay, then what would you have done? How would you have ranked it? It would be 8 point what for each of them?
All right. You want to do this? Let's do it.
Do it.
I'd give 8.1 to these guys, and I'd give an 8 to the other guys.
Wait, who's these guys and the other guys?
The astrology stuff, I'd give an 8.1. It would win for me.
An 8.1.
But only by a 0.1. That's my point. It's super granular how I feel about these two episodes this week. And again, if you said, hey, the judging is only about the educational content, well, then I'm probably going to judge differently. But we're not. It's not about that. It's not just that. In fact,
nobody said that. Literally, I don't care how you get to the number. You just need to make them different.
Right. But here's what I'm saying. In the past, Jury has made this comment multiple times. It's not so much what you're saying. It's who's saying it and how you're saying it.
Yes.
And I am a big believer in that. I agree with you on that point. And this week, it pushed those guys above. So, okay.
No, but it didn't. All right. But so now you're saying that metronomes should have a higher score.
Yeah, I'll give them a 0.1 extra on top.
A 0.1 extra. Okay. So please have that reflected.
I'm editing the document right now. Let's see if it changes.
Yeah. If you're telling me I can be that granular, I'll do it every week.
It makes things a lot closer. No, it makes things a little tiny bit closer, but it doesn't.
It makes it 0.1% right. closer.
What that does is it still makes Emu Ears our winner for the week, our winning team for the week. You guys needed to step it up last week, and you did. Really, really well done. So congratulations, you guys.
Yay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
No offense about the 0.1, guys. I promise.
It's all right. No offense taken.
It's quite all right. And kudos, Gidget. I gave her a lot of kudos for having the courage and kind of what she went through emotionally to read a lot of that stuff. I just kind of want to make it known that she did a really, really good job.
Yeah, it's some very emotional stuff to go through on that, for sure. The
this is not the time to hold back, and you guys acted like it this week.
The argument, by the way, getting an early listen to this, even while I was in Vegas, I was listening to this when Tina went to sleep, and I was done playing craps, and I came back up to the room and decided to listen to both of these. The educational and informative content, I pretty much felt like, because the episode is a series, it's a series called Children of War, and each one is an informational direction into somebody's personal story, I still felt like that was educational. I still felt like it was informative, because you are learning about the war from that perspective. So even though there is some storytelling involved, obviously.
But we did.
I felt like I did. I didn't know what how deep Australians' involvement was in World War II.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, again, I think that there was – I definitely learned I learned something. I was trying to just, you know, give a little bit of context and a little bit of –
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Totally. All right.
More so, I do think that there I'm absolutely serious that I wanted – I think that there was – I was left hanging for one – touching moment of Gidget and her dad. I think that if you have that, that's your tearjerker. Like, that's where people's phones, they can't stop the podcast because the tears are on their touch screen. Right. Like that.
The driveway moment where they're wiping their face down.
Well, because now I think this was such a great moment where, I mean, and also if you were to do this as a series, like, you don't know if the father makes it back or the mother makes it back, right? And so it's like it's one of those, you know, like SportsCenter used to do these. And I'm sure they still do these like very touching, stories about the kid with one arm that got cancer that went to the state, you know, game, and you know, they never show an interview with him until you find out that they won and he's still alive.
Right.
Right. Right? Because they want to keep it suspenseful. And I thought that while this wasn't necessarily a question of whether or not Gidget's father ever came home, I do think that there is a moment where you can just say, like, okay, that's who he was. Now let's know who he is to right. Gidget, right?
Now let me ask you something, Justin, because a couple challenges ago, we did have the storytelling challenge. And I can't remember. I think it was Jerry's story that basically as soon as he was done telling the story, the show ended. And you were kind of defending that choice, like saying, I don't know how you follow up something after that. Do you still feel the same way about this one? Should there have been maybe a thanks for listening to Children of War, if you want to get in touch with us, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I think my stated aversion to doing fake ending things with fake emails for fake future episodes has been well documented.
I'm totally fine with those, by the way. Go ahead.
I know. At least do something interesting with them or tease something interesting or I don't know. I think that, look, the context here was about Children of War. This is a child, adult child in this case, understanding their parent by way of a not only personal trauma, but how they reconciled that with a world trauma. And the idea that this was really a story about compassion and about how soldiers view other soldiers in
right.
wartime. I mean, this is a story of a man disobeying direct orders, you know, for the sake of humanity. And whether or not this was, you know, the final throes of it, like, would it have been the same story if that camp had launched some attack on his base of operations? You know, like, who knows? That's why it was super, super, super compelling. And I feel like, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's like that moment where, you know, a lesson of compassion, you know, from Gidget's father to Gidget about something innocuous. Now, all of a sudden, it just fills every time you think of a life lesson that your parents told you. You're like, oh, my God, I'll bet you it was because of this gigantic cinematic war moment like Gidget's father. You know, it just gives a larger context to everything, which is why I thought it was
special. Okay, very good. All right, so congratulations, Emu Ears, on your win. Let's move over to Metronomes with two teams. I mean, it's tough because if one team wins, that means the other team has to lose. And to be honest, you didn't lose by much, and you lost by even less when Scott adjusted his score. I need to. Yes,
point exactly. One.
You lost by point one less.
I'll take it.
But they were really, really close scores this time around. What was the one thing, listening to the judges' feedback, the one thing that you would have done a little bit differently?
It's so tough to say. I feel like
mood, you know, probably.
What's that?
I was going to say mood. Just the setting, the mood, the sort of
Foley work,
kind of the overproduction, not overproduction. Yeah, the production stuff that we did the last time, like last week. I think that kind of we got marks for that, especially from Jenny. And I think doing something like that again might have made a little bit more impact.
Yeah, at the time, none of us could really think of like what we could do that would sound authentic. But I almost wonder if I should have gone into some video game that takes place like in an ancient city and recorded some of the stuff that they had. Yeah, the ambient noise, just to put that back there, like it, like that kind of thing never occurred to me until we were sitting here recording tonight.
To me, that would not have made a difference.
Yes, it would have. The juries are crazy.
Well, just because I thought that the model kind of podcast that you guys were doing was how Stuff Works or Stuff You Should Know, which, you know, there are plenty. These are like Ashley's favorite podcasts, so I hear them because we've now grown into a very bad habit of playing podcasts on our speaker phones. I don't know what's
because you don't care about audio quality, apparently.
I don't know what it is. It's a weird thing. It started with me listening to the podcast in the shower, and now it's become like this passive aggressive thing where either of us listen to earbuds. It's a weird thing that I don't know why I'm talking about.
Do you have one of those Bluetooth shower heads that plays the music straight at you?
No, I got that curtain, that shower curtain, where I can just put my phone in the shower curtain.
So it's still on speakerphone in the pocket.
So it's literally in the back pocket. Long story short, I've heard a lot of these, and a lot of them sound a lot like your guys's, which is great, right? Here's the only difference. I just needed I need factoids. In a show like that, I need less, like a little dab will do you on what a constellation means. You can get that out in two sentences. But I also need the two sentences about where that culture's gone and whether or not there's some important thing about it, whether or not that's like, and that's the reason why this state, why the flag of this region has a fish on it or something. Like just little, you just need to rat-a-tat-tat with those factoids. That's what I felt was missing. Now, you could have taken it in a totally different direction. I think that's what Scott's getting at, is that it could have been more Radiolab, which is more of an audio sensory experience and high on the production values. But if that was the direction you were going in, I don't think that the juice would have been worth the squeeze just to get an old legend. You know, there's no big pop in the way that those kind of podcasts tend to be cinematic with like a beginning, middle, and an end.
Very good. I totally have learned a couple things. First off, that there's a Bluetooth shower head out there and that they make a shower curtain with a pocket for your phone. Those are two things I learned just in the recording of this episode. Very good. Well, and that kind of moves us to the difficult part of the show, especially, I mean, you know, I say it every week, but it does. It gets more and more difficult. The fewer of you that we're left with, the more and more difficult this gets. Judges, including Nicole, have gone back and forth and deliberated on this. And I'm sorry, but the person who is going to be leaving us this week is Bill. Oh, Bill, right. I am gonna miss your Nintendo slant on things. I'm gonna miss your voice. As a matter of fact, let's actually, yeah, the dulcet tones of Bill. Nicole actually even put some notes in. She says specifically, Bill, you were one of my favorites, but the concept wasn't as good as the one that Emu Ears had. I'm looking forward to your future podcast. You have such a great voice.
Well, tell her I said thank you.
So, yeah, tell her yourself.
Oh, there you go.
I ain't telling her nothing.
I'm unanimous with her on that point. I think Bill's got a very unique voice. He's probably the most radio-y sounding of everybody on this call right now.
Yeah.
And that can be a really great place to be to get a lot of different kinds of shows done. And so you've got a lot of options. And hearing what Bill would bring to it every week is going to be something I will also miss.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, there are no easy decisions this late in the game. And ultimately, the one thing that I think was the decision maker for me is that I often found myself in the podcast thinking that things were a little bit too assumed. There were a lot of like, as you knows, for astronomy. And that was something that I think came from the fact that you are so well versed in this. It felt like you were doing your best to be remedial, but it wasn't making up times for dummies like me who just don't know jack about any of it. So, man, it is hard. And you know, behind the scenes, we've had group texts about who we guess might win, and you were somebody that was mentioned. Often it is not easy to let you go.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the feedback from all of the judges.
Absolutely. And and holy cow, it just dawned on me that you were the last Ruth Bader Ginsburg too.
That's right. A
but four nooses on that team. Oh
no,
Bill, we're gonna miss you so much in this thing.
You know what, though? Bill says things once in a while that benefit me directly.
Please do. Please do, yes. Play
something like that. It's super short. It's super short, but I got it from this week's thing, and I'm going to use it on TMS, and I really, I don't know. It's like when you say this stuff with a straight face. Here you go.
Armpit of the central one. Yeah.
All of your clips have to do with armpits. What's the ground?
I don't know, man.
It's really good.
I don't even have armpits. That's so weird.
Wide armpit holes of the essential one.
You're the only jam them together.
In this entire process where I felt like I needed to make a clip. So whatever that's worth.
Anytime you need me to say something weird, man, just give me a call.
All right, I'll let you know. Good.
How will our players do with their podcast now that we're done with teams and they're all playing as individuals? Who will they get for their interview podcasts and how will they edit the recordings down into a show? Find out next time on America's Next Top Podcaster. Hanging up his chef's jacket and giving his thoughts, here's Bill.
First off, I want to thank Brian and Hammond for putting me on this show. I learned a ton, and it was amazing just to be part of something that included people I've been listening to. I've been listening to these podcasts forever. They say never meet your heroes, but I say screw that noise. It's been an awesome experience for me. Second, I want to thank the judges for their honest praise and criticism. I don't podcast for a living, but I do take my podcast seriously, and I know that I personally have learned a lot in the 8 weeks that I was part of this show. I'm definitely sorry that I didn't make it to the solos, as my podcast is a solo show and I feel like I might have had a bit of a leg up there, but at least I don't have to be afraid of the sound of the judges' voices anymore. I swear, every time they started talking, it was equally insightful and terrifying. Scott, thank you for playing my clips on the morning stream. That blows me away. Nicole, thank you for always saying how much you enjoyed my part in this. You're just awesome. Justin, I felt like you were the harshest critic, but I also felt like I never actually disagreed with what you said about my work. So thank you very much for being honest. Tom always somehow found some amazing advice to give every damn week, given absolutely zero prep time, just off the cuff. Such a pro. So thank you for that advice, Tom. Brian, you may not be a judge, but I've always loved hearing your opinion. So can somebody please get this guy a shirt that says, I'm not a judge, but ... Third, as the last Badger to go, I feel like I need to shout out to my awesome team, Bridget, Monica, and even Brandon, who I felt like I hardly got a chance to get to know. I had so much fun talking to all of you. I really feel like I gained some friends while I was here, and now that I'm done with the show, I'll actually have time to talk to them. I know that Hammond had a blast listening to the Badger work sessions, and honestly, if you missed out on the Kickstarter thing, don't forget, you can get access to all the recordings over at americasnexttoppodcaster.com. Finally, and most importantly, I'd like to thank my family for putting up with my absence for the last 2 months. This has been a massive time sink, but I'm so glad that I joined. They have been super supportive and understanding with all the time that I've had to spend upstairs in the nerd nest. If you have enjoyed listening to me at all on this show, please take a moment and check out my podcast, Nintendo Switchcraft. It's a 30-minute Nintendo show that comes out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and I stream it live over at twitch.tv/runjumpstomp. Okay, now that I got my plug out of the way, Brian asked me to read the credits, so here we go. Thanks for listening to America's Next Top Podcaster. This is Bill. If you're hearing this, that means they kicked me off the island this week. Scott Johnson, Nicole Spagnolo, and Justin Robert Young are the equally honest and insightful judges. Tom Merritt is the coach that seems to know something about everything. Hammond Chamberlain probably has the hardest job out of everyone as the producer. And Brian Ibbett is the executive producer and host, and very, very much not a judge. The totally rad music that you hear during the show is by Andrew Allen. You can find his stuff online at andrewallenmusic.com. To learn more about this podcast, visit americasnexttoppodcaster.com, follow us on Twitter at Podcasting Idol, and discuss the game with other fans on Facebook at facebook.com/americasnexttoppodcaster. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.